Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vairagya Vidya in preaching.
Aujourd'hui, on va parler du Vairagya et du Vidya dans la prédication.
Detachment and knowledge. These are required for preaching. If we don't know, then what are we going to tell others? So those can speak authoritatively if they are Shabde Pare Chanishnatam. They are immersed in the transcendental sound of the Shastra. This Vairagya Vidya, this corresponds to the principal qualifications of a guru, as stated in Shastra. Shabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahmanyupashamashrayam. That Vidya is already stated, and then detachment corresponds to Brahmanya Upashrayam. That one should be sheltered by disciplic succession in the spiritual. In other words, Hare Krishna, surprise for me to see you here. So if one is absorbed in the spiritual, then automatically there is detachment from the material. And Vairagya and Vidya, detachment and knowledge, they are subordinate to and develop from bhakti, devotion to Krishna. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadahaitukam. Yeah, this is stated in the Bhagavatam. That someone who is engaged in bhakti yoga to Vasudeva, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Si quelqu'un est de yoga prayojita.
In such persons, detachment, vairagya, and vidya, jnana, will rise without any further cause. So, knowledge is required for preaching Krishna consciousness. As Srila Prabhupada stated, that all the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness devotees, they should be knowledgeable so that when they go to preach, they are not embarrassed and insulted.
Krishna doivent posséder la connaissance, le savoir spirituel pour ne pas être embarrassé en répandant la conscience de Krishna dehors.
Now, Srila Prabhupada also often said that you don't need to be very learned to preach.
Et en même temps, Srila Prabhupada dit souvent qu'il ne faut pas être un grand savant.
He would often cite the example of the daughter of one of his disciples, whose name was Saraswati. She was a young girl at that time. Young girl means 7 or 8 years old.
Prabhupada citait souvent l'exemple d'une fille d'un de ses disciples dont le nom était Sarasvati. Elle était, c'était une jeune fille qui avait 7 ou 8 ans.
So she would preach.
Et même en étant une jeune fille,
she would ask people, do you know who is Krishna?
Elle posait souvent une question aux gens, est-ce que vous savez qui est Krishna?
And generally in the Western world at that time, and even now, people would say no.
En général, les gens dans les pays occidentaux, et même aujourd'hui, les gens ne savent pas qui est Krishna.
And she would tell them, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Après, cette petite fille disait, Krishna, c'est Dieu la personne suprême.
Well, that's perfect preaching. But to convince people of that may require that one has to speak on more widely and more deeply.
Pour convaincre les gens, on doit parler d'une manière plus précise et plus profonde.
Yesterday even I spoke on the mechanism of reincarnation.
Hier, on a parlé du mécanisme de la réincarnation.
Two-part seminar, and it's supposed to be. So in part one, I hardly mentioned at all, if at all, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Dans la première partie, j'ai dit à peine le fait que Krishna est Dieu la personne.
I spoke on reincarnation.
Je ne parlais que de la réincarnation.
That's also Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. In the beginning, he speaks about reincarnation, how the soul is eternal.
En ce qui concerne Krishna, au début de la Bhagavad Gita, lui ici, il ne parle que de la réincarnation.
And he doesn't introduce himself being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't mention that until later in Bhagavad Gita. And he doesn't systematically establish that until the seventh chapter. Seventh. So without understanding all these points of how the yesterday I was speaking a lot about utkramantang stitang vapi punjanang vagunam, how we go from one body, give up one body, take another body.
Sans avoir compris tous ces points, c'est-à-dire la manière dont on change les corps l'un après l'autre.
Because without understanding these points, then we won't have a proper understanding of Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sans avoir compris ces questions-là, on ne pourra jamais comprendre Krishna en tant que Dieu, la personne.
So, vidya is required if one is to seriously preach among the general populace.
On a besoin du vidya si on veut prêcher ou répandre la conscience de Krishna.
People will have many questions and objections.
Les gens vont nous poser plusieurs questions et ils vont nous contredire.
And studying Srila Prabhupada's books carefully is the good course for preaching.
Le fait d'étudier attentivement les livres de Srila Prabhupada nous aidera à comprendre
all the knowledge that we need to understand Krishna consciousness and to present Krishna consciousness to others is in Srila Prabhupada's books.
Le savoir dont on a besoin pour répandre la conscience de Krishna se trouve dans les livres de Srila Prabhupada.
But still, one may read other things also. Because the ocean of supposed knowledge or knowledge of this material world is vast.
L'océan du savoir de ce monde matériel est vaste.
And people have various misconceptions.
Les gens ont
I found myself when I first went to Bangladesh in
1979
that apart from reading Srila Prabhupada's books, I had to have a wider knowledge of the tradition. And especially, often people would quote from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, which at that time was not translated into English. To up or to attempt to uphold their various wrong ideas. So it became required for me to study that also. And it's also advisable if one is going to preach among the people of the world that one keep abreast of the major flow of events within the world. For instance, if one is preaching Krishna consciousness in France on a regular basis, you should at least know some important things, like, for instance, what is the name of the president of France?
Par exemple, pour ceux qui veulent prêcher en France, il est conseillé de savoir ce qui se passe ici dans ce pays, comme le nom du président actuel.
I must admit, I don't know what his name is, but I've only been here for less than 3 days now. What is his name? I know the one was called Sarkozy before. I heard his name. That was the previous one. What was it? How is that pronounced? Sarkozy or something. Sarkozy. What's the name of the present president?
François Hollande.
Hollande. Hollande. Yeah. François. You have a lot of François as presidents also. There was also one prime minister for a long time. His name was François something or other. Well, I'm just saying this because I had the experience many years ago. I was in London and I never read the newspaper because I thought it's Maya, which it is.
Et il y a quelques années, Maharaj a visité l'Angleterre et il ne lisait pas les journaux de ce pays-là parce qu'il considérait la presse comme la manifestation du Maya et il dit que c'est toujours vrai.
And I was speaking to a guest who had come to the temple.
Et il a parlé à un invité qui était venu au temple.
And he mentioned Callahan. Callahan said this or that or something. I said, who? He said, Callahan. I said, who? He said, the Prime Minister. And he thought I was pretty stupid because I didn't know the name of the Prime Minister of the country of which I was living and was a citizen of. And similarly, if we're going to preach in the intellectual world, we should have some knowledge of various prominent theories.
En même temps, lorsque l'on veut prêcher aux gens intellectuels, il faut connaître leur nom et leur concept.
And their rebuttals according to Vaishnava Siddhanta or proper Vaishnava understanding. Now, it's not required that every devotee become vastly learned. But certainly, if we are going to preach, then we should have some. The more learned we are in the Vaishnava understanding, the better. And secondarily, in various subjects concerning this world. And that will also help us to be more convinced. Especially if people challenge us or bring up some philosophical point and we're not able to rebut it, then that might shake our faith. Now we may wonder, well, how can we know all the different philosophical arguments and all their rebuttals? And the answer is that we don't have to. If we're fixed in the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then Krishna will give us the intelligence how to reply to various misconceptions and challenges. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Krishna says that to those who are constantly devoted to me with love, I give the intelligence by which they can come to me. And Krishna also gives the intelligence by which a devotee can help others come to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said about himself that I have not studied science, but I'm challenging the scientists. He said, how can I do that? Because I am fixed in the knowledge of Gita. Now we may say then, why study other things? Just be fixed in the knowledge of Gita. But then again, Srila Prabhupada himself said that his disciples who have scientific qualifications, they should speak to scientists the same message that Srila Prabhupada is speaking, but in the language, in the argo of the scientists. General principles one can establish by without knowing in detail all the different ins and outs of various theories. But if one is going to go into more depth, then one will have to know what the opposition's theorems are. As Srila Prabhupada said, commenting on the first chapter of Gita, where we find, first of all, Duryodhana points out to Drona, his commander-in-chief, the opposing forces, which in the, for him is the Pandavas. So Srila Prabhupada said that in fighting, the first thing is to understand the strength and position of the enemy. So, vidya is required and vairagya is also required. And that means that one is not interested in enjoying this material world. We are asking people to take to Krishna consciousness. Which means to be fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. So if one is still interested in the petty sense gratification of this world, one cannot be absorbed in thought of Krishna. So if one is still cultivating material desires, then one is not properly situated in Krishna consciousness. Now it's understood that most people who take to Krishna consciousness do so with many residual material desires in their heart. But those who are serious about developing Krishna consciousness, they take up the practice, the rules and regulations by which they may become detached from those desires. They do not cultivate material desires. So I had to be a little careful when I was saying about that one should become learned. But one, in doing so, one could also cultivate the desire to be respected for being learned. And in studying various aspects of this material world, one has to be careful not to become attracted to that. And one has to be careful not to be influenced by the attitudes of the people who present that knowledge, the non-devotees. So one has to be very strongly fixed in Krishna consciousness. And such a devotee is given the power by Krishna to preach Krishna consciousness. To influence people so that their way of thinking changes. Kali Kale Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Ta Pravartan in this age of Kali, the Yuga Dharma, or the prescribed process for self-realization, is chanting, congregational chanting of the names of Krishna.
En cet âge de Kali, le Yuga Dharma, ou la pratique conseillée par les Shastras, c'est le Sankirtana Yagya, ou les chants descendants de Krishna avec à plusieurs.
Without being empowered by Krishna, no one can preach Krishna consciousness.
Sans avoir reçu le pouvoir de la part de Krishna, on ne pourra jamais prêcher la conscience de Krishna.
So that power comes from Vairagya Vidya.
Ce pouvoir vient du Vairagya aussi bien que du
Vidya. Actually, it comes from Krishna.
Cela vient de Krishna, en fait.
It depends on Krishna's mercy. But Krishna gives the mercy, he gives the power, the shakti,
Krishna donne la miséricorde, le shakti,
to preach to devotees who are very serious.
Qui donne à cette personne-là la possibilité de prêcher la conscience de Krishna d'une manière sérieuse.
Serious to both practice Krishna consciousness and to convey that to others.
Ainsi devient-elle sérieuse dans sa pratique spirituelle et dans sa prédication.
Sanatan Goswami said to Haridas Thakur,
Sanatan Goswami dit à Haridas Thakur,
prachar kare keha na kare acha, acha kare keha na kare prachar. Acha prachar name karaha dui karj, tumi sarva guru tumi jagater arj. Some devotees preach Krishna consciousness, but they don't actually practice it very well themselves.
Selon ce verset, il y a les dévots qui prêchent la conscience de Krishna, mais ils ne pratiquent pas suffisamment la pratique, cette mode de vie. En fait.
And some practice Krishna consciousness very strictly, but they don't preach.
Il y a ceux qui pratiquent la conscience de Krishna d'une manière stricte, mais en même temps, il ne prêche pas.
Sanatan Goswami said to Haridas Thakur, you do both. You practice very strictly and you preach all in relation to the holy name of Krishna.
Sanatan Goswami dit à Haridas Thakur, toi, tu fais les deux. Tu pratiques la conscience de Krishna d'une manière sérieuse, tu prêches aux gens et tu fais les deux. En relation avec les saints noms de Krishna.
Therefore, you are the guru of everyone.
C'est pour cela que tu es le guru de tout le monde.
And the best person in the universe.
Et tu es la meilleure personne dans l'univers.
Now, it is possible to preach Krishna consciousness without Vairagya Vidya.
Il est possible de prêcher la conscience de Krishna sans Vidya et Vairagya.
But the kind of Krishna consciousness that will be preached is not the kind of Krishna consciousness that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the great acharyas came to the world to preach.
Mais la conscience de Krishna que l'on prêche dans ce cas-là n'est pas la même que celle qui avait été prêchée par Chaitanya Mahaprabhu et d'autres acharyas.
One can preach that, well, just chant Hare Krishna and don't worry too much. Don't be strict in following.
Bon, vous pouvez chanter les saints noms de Krishna et c'est tout. Pas besoin d'être strict et faire quoi que ce soit.
You just do whatever you want in bhakti.
Vous pouvez faire tout ce que vous voulez sur le chemin de bhakti.
You do what you want.
Vous faites tout ce que vous voulez.
How you want.
Comme vous voulez.
When you want.
Quand vous voulez.
As much or as little as you want.
Autant que vous voulez.
And Krishna is very merciful. He loves his devotees.
Il aime beaucoup ses devotees.
So you can do bhakti and you can also enjoy this world.
Donc vous pouvez aimer Krishna, vous pouvez faire exécuter le service de dévotion et en même temps vous pouvez satisfaire vos sens.
So you can preach like that.
Donc vous pouvez prêcher de cette manière-là.
But such preaching is not appreciated by the actual preachers of Krishna consciousness. As Rupa Goswami has warned us, that Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vidhing Vina Aikantiki Hare Bhakti Utpate Yaiva Kalpate. Aikantiki Hari Bhakti. Rupa Goswami came to preach Aikantiki Hari Bhakti. So that Aikantiki Hari Bhakti is expressed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmanishvare bhavatad bhakti rahaitukitvai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, praying to Jagadish, Krishna, the Lord of the universe, said, I do not desire wealth, followers, women. Intellectual brilliance. Or anything else which might be considered desirable within this world. I do not even desire liberation from this world. I simply desire to serve you, Krishna, to have devotion for you, without any personal motivation. So Rupa Goswami says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi, that the kind of practice and preaching of Krishna consciousness that is not in accord with Shastra is just a disturbance to the actual preaching of Aikantiki Hari Bhakti, unmotivated, pure devotional service.
Donc, selon Srila Rupa Goswami, la prédication qui ne correspond pas aux écrits sacrés ne correspond pas à ce principe-là, à Haituki. Donc, le service non motivé, pur.
Detachment from this world, knowledge, these are required for devotees. Well, we may say, well, how is that possible for grihastha devotees? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who's most of his, the time that he manifests his appearance in this world, he was in the grihastha ashram, he has given much guidance in this regard.
Manifestait la plupart de ses divertissements dans ce monde matériel était un grihastha et il a donné beaucoup d'instructions concernant ce sujet.
We can consult his songs for guidance in this.
On peut consulter les chansons, les bhajans de Bhaktivinoda Thakur pour approfondir notre connaissance sur ce point-là.
For instance, he states,
par exemple, il dit,
Manasa deho geho jo kichuma. Apinun tua pade nanda kisha. He prays to Krishna that everything that I think is mine.
Il prie à Krishna en disant, tout ce que je vois, ce n'est que maya.
My mind, my body, my home,
ma maison,
I have offered at your lotus feet.
J'offre tout à tes pieds pareil le plus.
So it is possible to preach Krishna consciousness without vairagya and vidya, but that will not be that will not fulfill the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada.
Il est possible de prêcher la conscience de Krishna sans vidya et vairagya, mais cela ne satisfera pas Srila Rupa Goswami ou bien Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Okay, so any question about this?
Like a beginner and meets like a scientist who wants lots
If a beginner wants to preach, how should they preach?
Si les débutants, les nouveaux dévots veulent prêcher, parfois ils rencontrent les scientifiques, comment peut-il prêcher?
I've discussed this in some detail in my book on speaking strongly in Srila Prabhupada's service.
J'ai parlé de ce propos-là dans mon livre, j'en ai parlé dans mon livre Speaking Strongly in Srila Prabhupada's service.
Even the knowledge that a beginner has is far more than most of the population has, spiritual knowledge.
Le savoir spirituel qu'un débutant a dépasse le savoir ou la connaissance de n'importe quelle personne.
To understand even theoretically that we're not the body automatically makes one a Nobel Prize winner in relation to the general populace.
Le fait qu'il n'est pas ce corps, même d'une manière théorique, la rend déjà un candidat pour le prix Nobel.
What should he do if he meets a qualified scientist?
Donc, que doit-on faire lorsqu'on rencontre un scientifique?
Well, if he doesn't know how to count, for instance, a qualified scientist or a Mayavadi or whatever, a learned Mayavadi.
Si on rencontre un scientifique ou un Mayavadi,
well, he may just say, I'm a beginner, I'm sorry, I don't know so much, but you can bring your points to more experienced members.
Cette personne peut dire, je ne possède pas de connaissance parfaite approfondie, mais vous pouvez poser vos questions à ceux qui sont qualifiés.
But the neophyte shouldn't remain neophyte. He should learn and become more advanced.
Mais un neophyte ne doit pas rester durant toute sa vie. Un neophyte, il doit développer la connaissance et l'approfondir.
Even without knowing so many details about science, one can learn how to speak to such people.
Même sans savoir la science d'une manière détaillée, on peut savoir comment parler à ce genre de gens.
For instance, if someone says, well, by science we understand that actually matter arises from life.
Devotees can say.
No, devotees don't say that.
Par exemple, les gens peuvent dire, nous savons que la vie vient de la matière.
So you can read Srila Prabhupada's Life Comes From Life. La vie, votre la vie.
La
vie. La vie. Okay, all right. I shouldn't try to do what I don't know.
À ce moment-là, vous pouvez essayer de lire le livre de Srila Prabhupada qui s'appelle La vie vient de la vie.
In which Srila Prabhupada says, okay, you're a scientist. Science means observation, hypothesis, and then experimentation to come to a conclusion.
Dans ce livre, on comprend comment Srila Prabhupada s'approche des scientifiques et il dit, d'accord, vous êtes les scientifiques, et la science signifie qu'il y a l'observation, il y a l'hypothèse, il y a l'expérimentation.
So you've observed the world and come up with a hypothesis that everything has come into being by what you call the evolutionary method. So you should demonstrate the veracity of your hypothesis by experimental means.
Dans ce cas-là, vous devez prouver votre théorie, votre hypothèse par la voie de l'expérimentation.
Make some living organism.
Quelques organismes vivants.
And they will say, well, we're working on it. We're synthesizing DNA in the laboratory.
On essaie de synthétiser l'ADN dans nos laboratoires.
And you can say, as Prabhupada said, that's just a post-dated check.
Et,
comme Srila Prabhupada disait, c'est un chèque périmé.
That you say that life comes from life comes from matter, but you cannot show it.
Donc vous dites,
that's not scientific.
Vous dites que la vie vient de la matière, mais vous ne pouvez pas le prouver. C'est-à-dire que votre approche n'est pas scientifique.
We say that life comes from life.
Nous disons que la vie vient de la vie.
Every day the chicken lays an egg.
Chaque jour, tous les jours, un poulet pond un œuf.
So the chicken is a better scientist than you.
Donc on comprend qu'un poulet est le meilleur scientifique que vous.
Because the chicken is demonstrating, it's bringing life.
Un poulet est le meilleur scientifique que vous parce qu'il manifeste notre théorie que c'est-à-dire la vie vient de la vie.
So like this, if one is going to preach, one shouldn't remain neophyte very long.
Si nous voulons, si nous devons prêcher, nous ne devons pas rester les néophytes pendant longtemps.
On est aussi obligé de prêcher aux dévots.
We are obliged to preach to devotees.
Et dans notre savoir, il y a la méthode de conclusion.
And in our knowledge, there is a method of conclusion.
On lit les différents passages de différents livres et on arrive à une conclusion.
We find various passages from different books, and then we come to a certain conclusion.
Mais souvent, les dévots n'acceptent pas cette méthode.
But very often devotees do not accept such a method.
Où c'est écrit? Montrez-moi où c'est écrit.
And they say, where have you taken this this conclusion? Please show me. Tell me exactly the verse.
Yeah, dans je ne parle pas de lui-même. Il a traduit un verset de Srimad Bhagavatam où il dit. À la place d'écouter la musique des films.
Par exemple, Srila Prabhupada had commented one verse saying that instead of listening to the materialistic music, one should listen to from movies, one should listen to some devotional music.
Dans Srimad Bhagavatam, il n'est pas écrit qu'on ne doit pas regarder la télé.
And in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's translation of the verse. And
one should not listen to cinema songs. It doesn't say cinema songs in the Sanskrit, yeah. Because there are no such things as cinema songs when Prahlad Maharaj was stating this.
Par exemple, c'est pas écrit qu'on ne doit pas regarder la télé dans Srimad Bhagavatam.
And in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not stated that we should not watch TV.
C'est une conclusion.
So it's a conclusion.
Comment on doit agir dans les cas,
how to come to a conclusion?
Is how should we act when the devotees start to ask us such questions? Where is written? Please show me. It's not bona fide what you're saying.
It's not bona fide what I'm saying. What not what say?
For example, when a devotee preaches and he says that here is a conclusion, just like this one, which was pronounced by Srila Prahlad Maharaj. And that one should not listen to the cinema music. And the devotees say, tell me, and sometimes the devotees while preaching also make such conclusions.
I don't follow exactly what you're saying.
Des fois on fait une conclusion selon les Vedas.
Sometimes we come to a certain conclusion according to the Vedic liturgy.
Et les devotees disent, où c'est écrit?
Oh, how do you come to a conclusion not to listen to mundane music?
No.
For instance.
Different parts. Then yourself you will come to some conclusion and you will present this conclusion.
Yeah.
People want that this conclusion is not coming from you, it should be written somewhere. They won't accept the conclusion if it's not like just you. They don't accept only codes.
They won't accept a conclusion unless it's written specifically.
Yes. They accept only codes. They won't accept like someone who just.
Therefore, one has to speak on the basis of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Guru has to explain Shastra. And one has to accept the Guru as an authorized explicator of Shastra. I was once speaking to a disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then his wife brought him some tea. to drink. And I asked him, how come you're drinking tea? And he said, well, what's the harm? There's nothing in Shastra against it. It's not specifically banned in Shastra. Because tea is not indigenous to India, where the Shastras were penned. Then he said that during the 1936 Vrajamandala Parikrama, the circumambulation of Vrajadham, which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur led, that tea was served. So he didn't say that it was served every day in the Gauriya Math, but on that parikrama. That we can understand that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur may have allowed that for outsiders, for those who are not very committed. But if we take that as a general conclusion, that it's all right for disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to drink tea, when it's clearly seen that he didn't and none of his disciples did either, then we can understand that the person is simply not very sincere, not a very sincere follower.
Il y a les adeptes, les disciples de Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur qui ne sont pas très sincères.
So you can't convince someone who doesn't want to be convinced.
Donc vous ne pouvez pas convaincre ceux qui ne sont pas convaincus.
When they say, if they say, show me the evidence, but actually they don't really want to know what the truth is, they just want to stick to whatever they're attached to.
Si les gens nous disent, montrez-moi la preuve, dites-moi quelle est la preuve. Dans ce cas-là, les gens ne veulent pas savoir ou connaître la vérité absolue.
Of course, because in Shastra it's not possible to legislate every possible act that anyone could do at any time within the universe.
Si on utilise le Shastra, c'est impossible d'interdire ou d'autoriser chaque action qu'un être vivant peut faire dans le monde matériel.
So Shastra gives the general direction and devotees, the acharyas, they give more specific directions and individual devotees have to apply that in their own life according to their own sincere understanding.
Les Shastras nous donnent des instructions générales, des directions générales, et après les acharyas nous donnent des instructions plus spécifiques.
The general direction is anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vajanam. Accept everything that is favorable for cultivating Krishna consciousness and reject everything that is unfavorable for that.
L'instruction générale, selon l'instruction générale, les gens doivent accepter des choses qui sont favorables au développement de la conscience de Krishna et ils doivent
So clearly, drinking tea or listening to mundane music is not favorable for cultivating Krishna consciousness. Therefore, it should not be adopted, it should be rejected by those who are serious about Krishna consciousness.
Mm.
So, anything else? Yeah.
What to do for us as the user to have to be absorbed in the service of devotion?
How can we ask others to engage us in the devotional service?
How can we ask others to engage in, to become absorbed? Well, we can ask them. I don't that's what we're preaching. I don't understand anything. It's a very general question. How to preach? Is that the question? It's...
s'engagent en fait dans le service, on leur donne des petits services, mais des fois ça leur suffit et ils n'ont pas l'initiative.
Je pense que j'ai compris. Mataji says that very often in the community, the devotees where she lives, there are some devotees who come and who perform, who do some particular service, but then they think that it's the small services and that they consider this service to be enough. And Mataji wants to know how...
I've done enough.
Yes.
Someone comes, does a little service and thinks I've done enough.
Yes, and Mataji wants to know how to engage them.
How to convince them to do more.
How can one inspire devotees to take more responsibility?
To be more responsible themselves in devotional service. Well, that's a big question, isn't it? There are those who have made some kind of idea that I'll do this much and I won't do more.
Rien de plus.
So for those who are fixed in their ways, it's very difficult to change them.
Donc pour ceux qui sont fixés dans ce genre de pensée, il est très difficile de faire quelque chose.
It might be better to try and preach to some new people and bring them up and train them up in a better way.
Peut-être est-il mieux de prêcher aux autres et de leur donner la vraie compréhension des choses, de les éduquer.
As the English saying goes, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Selon ce proverbe anglais, on dit vous pouvez amener un cheval vers un cours d'eau, mais vous ne pouvez pas le forcer à boire.
So, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Jai.